Good day, podcast audience. This is the presidential candidate for National Postal Mail Handlers Union, Local 304, Kenneth Hodge, standing or sitting in front of you with a campaign conversation number 3. Today, as we discuss my campaign, or I attempt to motivate you to select me as your next local president of Local 304, I just want to take a moment and step outside of the actual national agreement, and I want to talk about the mail handler presence on social media. It's an awesome opportunity. It's a great opportunity. But when you look at some of the questions that are asked in the array of answers that are responded to, see, again, I appreciate the fact that mail handlers get involved. There's one or two subject matter experts, and I'm not going to name drop right now, but if you're on the mail handler page or the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page or Postal Mayhem page, there are certain individuals, when they post, you understand that that's exact. Now, there are other individuals that post and you say, let me take a look at that. But there's certain individuals that when they post and when they respond, the audience knows that, okay, 99.9% of the time, that person's on point. So I'm going to take what he or she says. But it opens up another area of concern. And the concern is, how is it possible that one answer will get 30 to 40 different answers consistently? See, that tells me that as a mail handler union, we are not doing a good enough job with disseminating information. You see, sometimes when there's an issue asked and there's a definitive answer, see, that doesn't need to just be responded to once. You know, as mail handlers, we have other obligations that occupy our thought process during the day and at night. So I'm very big on repetition. I want to give it to you so many different ways that no matter how you hear the question put to you, the response will be the same. And again, it's just about making sure we at the local level understand the contract and then taking it two steps further. Not only do we have to understand it, but now let me tell you something. We have to continue to put that information in front of the members. So I like to inundate you with that information to help you hold on to it. That's what I see as a benefit when I look at the mail handlers page, and there are quite a few on social media. It gives us a platform to talk about our issues, but I want to say once we arrive at this is the answer to that question, I think we need to, and I say we as mail handlers need to come together more to foster ways that we implement what we know to be true. You see, if you ask a question and you receive an answer and you do nothing with the answer, then we go back to education without application. But if you ask the question, receive an answer, and you feel confident with that answer. Now, let me tell you, just because you bring that to fruition one or two times doesn't mean it's going to go in your favor. But again, sometimes we may lose a battle or two, but we win the fight. Or we lose a fight or two, but we win the battle. In other words, I'm saying we have to understand and take, we as mail handlers, and take a better hold on what we call being persistent. You know, no, you can't tell me no one time and expect me to leave and never return with, no, that's not how that goes. Unless when you tell me no, I believe that no to be an actual no. But if I'm understanding that it is a contractual right And just because I lost the grievance, that does not stop me from refiling the same grievance. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to be persistent, because if management feels that they can just shoo you away and you go away, then that's a good day for them. But Kenny Hodge, as a candidate for local president 304, will make it his business to educate mail handlers on, just because you said no on Monday, we're not accepting the same no on Tuesday. Does that make sense? We're going to be in the fight for contractual rights, contractual obligations that we know to be true. We're not going to accept anything other than a ruling that's going to be in that mail handler's favor. If we get together, and again, all this, and this whole conversation of mine today stems from looking at questions on social media and just looking at the array of answers that are responded to. It just lets me know that as mail handlers, again, we have to tighten up on our craft. And I appreciate everybody who comments on my page or who comments on any of the pages, because you're active, you're getting involved. That's the first step to mastering this thing we call our national agreement. Now, for my listeners or members in Indiana and Kentucky who don't get to see me or actually see my actions, I actually want you to, you know, help me reach you. If you know people in Columbus, Ohio, I'm relatively certain that if you were to ask them about Kenny Hodge, amongst other things, I'm pretty sure you're going to hear there's not a fight he don't like to enter. And when I say fight, I mean a compliance issue against management. If he can help you, he's going to help you. And I think that my folk in Columbus would probably go on a limb and say, if there's a problem in Columbus, at some point we're probably going to ask Mr. Hodge for help or guidance. And let me say this to you, and please understand, I am not being pompous when I say that. I say that because that is a fact. It's a fact that I study long, hard hours on to make sure I'm in position to be of assistance to whomever. It doesn't really matter to me what craft. But I will say, once elected local president in Local 304, then all that attention, it goes solely to mail handlers. Now, if clerks and maintenance can take advantage of some of the decisions that I hopefully am going to be a part of, you know, that's fine and well. But, you know, once elected, everything now is isolated just to the mail handler craft. But, you know, and I only say that because I work pretty hard for folks in Columbus, Ohio, and in Indiana and Kentucky. I'm going to be asking you to vote for me so that I can lead Local 304. But yet you've never seen me. I can only say I keep my podcast going. I'm consistent with the information that I put out. And one thing I like to say to you about me as a candidate, I don't just talk the talk. Anybody who knows me know I'm going to walk the walk. If I say I can get it done, if I say we can build this, then trust and believe we can build this. So for those of you who don't know me, and again, I'm trying to make my presence known throughout Local 304 and with positive impacts. I'm about team building. But I'm well aware that in order to team build, sometimes you have to replace, you know, some of the pieces of the team, some of the people in the team for a stronger team. So listen, support my candidacy for local president of National Postal Mail Handlers 304. I've got a webpage, Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page. I've got a personal page, Kenny Hodge. If you contact me, I'm going to respond, because not only do I want or need your vote to become local president, I really need your support. This is Kenneth Hodge, candidate for local president, National Postal Mail Handlers 304 Union. I am asking that you support me and support the platform, because it is my desire or my intent to have others run on the same platform, because we're going to bring about a sweeping change. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you.